We'll see if we continue in the Gemara, the beginning of Perek Tzidos HaShachar, for Rav Hanu Bei, regarding the dinam of Tashlumin. That if a person didn't daven Shachar, then he makes Tashlumin Bar Minchah. If he didn't daven Maariv, he makes Tashlumin Bar Shachar. Even if he didn't daven Minchah, the Gemara had a shayla, is there Tashlumin Bar Maariv? So it's a different day. Maybe you should say that Rav Yama Bavu Kamar. Mark came to the conclusion, and the Brisa on Hanu Bei said it's so, that even from Minchah to Maariv, there's also Tashlumin. The Tosfos has a shayla regarding this din. What happened? This has a few details before we get to the shayla. Maybe we'll do this Tosfos. His problem is called the Ereshav. The Tosfos on top of Kovov on a day. A person forgot the Lord. His problem is called the Ereshav. He didn't have a Kedua on Ereshav. The din is that he doesn't marry twice, even though the Tosfos on Ereshav is not going to have that. It's going to be the Tashlumos for Minchah. Even though the Sefer Shmoneh is only going to have seven brothers, remember the Shabbat is the Shmoneh. What kind of Tashlumin is that for Mincha? Mincha was supposed to be 18, 19 brothers. But the Brisa says that it's okay. Well, the same is true if you forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbat afternoon, he davened Tashlumin Meir twice. That would be more than the Brisa that the Gemara quoted. All right, what kind of Tashlumin? He davened 19 brothers. He substitutes for seven. So the din is that it's the same. The Sefer is going to explain why. The Sefer quotes the Gemara, we don't already. Because Mikra Adin, you really should be, you really were obligated to say the whole Shemana Esrei, all the 19 brachas on Shabbat as well. Yeah. And it's only a kula that Lo Yashukhu Rabbanu didn't want to be Mashiachas. So Mikra Adin, it's the same Shemana Esrei.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, so it says, of course, on the top line, Tov Lo Yisrael Mincha B'Shabbat, Yisrael Abishtayim, B'Hani Shalom Zay Shabbat, and Mavdol B'Rishayim, and he says, Atachan Antonu. And the first Shemana Esrei, and it's because the first Shemana Esrei is for
Ma'ariv,
and the second Shemana Esrei is for Tashmud. Kasi Rabbein Yehuda, in Tov, and in his fear, that's where we have the places of Yudah Achasi. It's not really Rabbi Yudah Achasi, but it's someone else. Rabbi Yudah Sevillon, there's two different people. Rabbi Yudah Sevillon was the Red Rabbi Yudah Zeruah. You haven't spoke to him, he's never Rabbi Yudah Sevillon. Kasi Rabbein Yehuda, the Baal HaTais, is in Tov, and in his fear, Rosh Chodesh, Ben Mincha. If a person is davening, he did daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. He davened the whole Shemana Esrei, just forgot to say Yom Yavar. So if he realizes fast enough before, so let him say over the Shemana Esrei because he forgot to say Yom Yavar. He forgot it, he didn't realize it, he said last year everything is all over. And if he heard Chazor HaShav, if he takes it later, Gemara says later, if he takes it, let's say I forgot to say Yom Yavar in the Shemana Esrei and Shachar is a Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. So I have to repeat the Shemana Esrei, but if I pay attention to the Chazor HaShav word for word from the beginning to the end, that's the first, you have to keep your feet together. That's the Mishan, so you have to stand, keep your feet together. And when you want to be Yotzi with the Chazor HaShav of the Shliach Tzibur. So then you can be Yotzi. Let's say a person didn't realize that he has to be Yotzi. He forgot Yalvi, he forgot that he has to be Yotzi with the Chazor. And then after it's all over, it's already Matzoyev or Shkaidish, and he realizes that he got in Nimcha, but he forgot to say Yalvi Yavai. And he didn't have the mind to be Yotzi with the Chazor HaShav. Should he make Tashlumin or not? So Rabbeinu Yehuda holds, Lo Yisrael Lo Balayla, doesn't pay. There's no use in saying a Tashlumin by Ma'ariv. The Lo Yisrael Lo. Why should he daven Nachas Shemana Esrei for Ma'ariv? Harekar Yisrael Chol Tzimcha Mincha Levod Yom. He said the whole Shemana Esrei for Mincha. The only thing he left out was Levad, Rosh Chodesh, Shelo Yizkir, Tafel Yal V'Yavoy. In Kain Enim Rabbi Yechlum Yachin Yisrael Lo Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. He won't gain anything if he's going to say, I've said the Shemana Esrei for Ma'ariv. He's not going to say Yal V'Yavoy by Ma'ariv. It's Matzoyi Rosh Chodesh. I really ask about Tzilat Rosh Chodesh. The Yudches and the 18 brachas of Shemana Esrei require Mishpal and Tachshon Yegidav. And it's not comparable to the eyes that the Gemara has over here that he didn't have Mincha Shabbat Yechlum, so he got him as Ma'ariv twice, and the second Shemana Esrei Ma'ariv is Tashlumin. I bet in the Tashlumin is not going to mention Shal Shabbos. So what good is the Tashlumin? The Tashlumin says no. Not the same. The Lodomim of Yom HaHach is not the case of Rabbi Yehuda Sevi Yom. It's not the same as the case in the Gemara. Yom HaHach HaTov Allah is Tal Mincha B'Shabbos and Tal Arvi Tuchol Shtayi. Spir Shal Chol. He got him two Gokha Dikashman Ezra. Why? Because he was talking, he didn't have Mincha at all. He didn't have Mincha at all on Shabbos afternoon. He's missing the whole Tzilas Mincha, so let him daven the Shemana Esrei twice. For Ma'ariv, the second Shemana Esrei will be the Tashlumin Mincha. But what happens if it's a different case? Shabbat afternoon, he davens Mincha, Hafachat Tikkun Shemana Esrei.
In damals der Woche, die ich meine Charakter, in damals der Woche, die ich meine Ästhetik in München, und ich forgot to say this day.
What should you do? I don't know, what is he supposed to do? He didn't mention Shabbos.
Down with the whole Tfilat Kol from the beginning to the end, and he doesn't mention one word of Shabbos in the middle. And then he realizes after it's too late. So let him listen, let him pay attention. Let him pay attention to the Chazorah Tashat. It didn't occur to him that he should say
that.
It wasn't true. Okay. And then after Shabbos is all over, he realizes that he made a mistake, that he was supposed to daven Shabbos Bikish Manas with the Mincha. So what did he do? The text says, in that case, the attack would be the same.
Yeah.
The text says, it would be the same as Rosh Chodesh. But since he did that in Mincha, he said that Tfilas Mincha, the only thing is, he didn't mention Hashbaras Lushas Ayari, that's his case. Lo Yabiyah, so the Davin has made this one after he has to Myris. The same Tashlumen, the text says, Lo Yabiyah Kum, he won't gain anything. That's the same. So the Rabbeinu Yehuda early on says it's not the pshat that you weren't getting me. If you said only 15 brachas and you left that one of the few brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, and then it's all the brachas on the Akhtar Zuzu, then you weren't getting the Shmoneh Esrei. You didn't daven at all. So then you have to make a tashlum and you have to daven, let's say I davened on Erev Shabbos, let's say like this, I davened Mincha on Erev Shabbos, the Shmoneh Esrei, and my Seder was missing a page. And I left out a couple of brachas in the middle. I said, first few brachas, the last few brachas, and I left that 2 or 3 brachas in the middle. And then I didn't realize I should pay attention to Chazorah Tashat, and after it's already good and late, and I got mired, then I realized, so should I say Tashlumen or not? What am I going to gain? I'm going to say Tashlumen. The Tashlumen is not going to have those few brachas. It's not going to have Baruch Aleinu, it's not going to have Kavashay B'Gavra Pei Seinu. I'm proud that you don't say those. But the pashtus is that I didn't dab Mincha. I didn't dab Shmoneh Esrei. What do you mean I said so many brachas? If it wasn't Yad Yishman answer, since he will know his policy clause, of course I have to say a Tashlumen. So Rabbeinu Yehuda said, yeah, that's if you didn't say one of the brachas of the Yishman answer, but finish your Davin. But if you Davin the whole Yishman answer, you left that Yal V'Yovai, so the first thing said, the Davining you were, yeah, you just not yet, because the Chavit HaSkara, so you should tell you, hey, you can learn that later from a Pasuk on that man. So it's Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, the Pasuk is Yom Samachem, and the first, towards the right before the very wide line. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Yichidayom Baruch Anosah Balayla, Ein Baruch Anosah, Yom Yiblessed Ibn Shom Bayom, and not Balayla, Elo! The Pasuk means to say the first wide line, the first very wide line, Elo Leimala! Pasuk is going to teach us, Kol Yom Yom, Tein Lom Yim Brachayit of Shoyer. Every day you have to mention, Rashi says, Kol Yom Yom, Shabbos Niyen Shabbos, the Yom Tiz Niyen Yom, but every day you have to mention in the Davening, in the Yuchat HaMozen, the Hasparas, the Shoyer. So what does it mean if you didn't say Yalav Yom, you didn't say Mitzvah in the bench? Or you didn't say in the Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't say Yalav Yom, either did I get to the Tfilah? No, the Tfilah was the bench in Yalav Yom, see? Just not get to the separate Tfilah, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. If it's still Amash Chodesh, and if you'll daven a second time, you will fulfill the Chodesh HaKor, but then the Gemara says, daven has to say to Shmoneh Esrei, not because you need a Shmoneh Esrei from Mincha, no, you are yet to Mincha. The Chachamim allow you to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei to say a Tfilah from Daven. To say it, Tfilah from Daven, in order to fadir, in order to gain, that you'll mention the Haskaras Lushas Hayom. They allow you to bench a second time, even though you were used to the bench the first time, they allow you to bench a second time on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, because you say, Yalom Yovai, they allow you to bench a second time the Torah Smith Dovah, it's the Chidish, you've been benching is not a Dovah, Shmoneh Esrei is a Dovah. Then they allow you to say a second Shmoneh Esrei or a second benching in order to gain the Chodesh Haskaras Lushas Hayom. But if it was Mincha Pirash Chodesh, and now it's Ovaz Manoi, now the Shah should I say a second Shmoneh Esrei for Myrus, and the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, what kind of Tashlumen? Not just that Tashlumen, the Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, he was Yotzei. The only thing he wasn't Yotzei was a separate Chodes Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, so that you can't have Tashlumen on. The Tashlumen says, let's say you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. What if you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and he died in Mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and he left out the Alvi Yavoy, and then it will say Tashlumen on Matzoi Rosh Chodesh, he will say Alvi Yavoy. Second day is also Rosh Chodesh, then what would he say? He will say Alvi Yavoy then. So what should it then be in such case? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes Achrayim, and the Mishnah Berurah talks with Lalocha that then you should say the second Shemone Esrei. So later Achrayim disagreed with them. And the there's a little sefer on Aruch Chaim that's called the Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva by one of the Dayanim in Vilna. He has a Likus of Achrayim on that the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah opens the quotes from the Pesachei Tshuva. He always quotes that find it in the Pesachei Tshuva. So the Pesachei Tshuva is the one who quotes these Achrayim that the Mishnah Berurah was Machriya like, and the Pesachei Tshuva himself doesn't like that story. He says, what do you mean Sheken Yavir? What is it, what good is it that if you're going to daven Ma'ariv on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, he will say Yalvi Yomim Bo Shemon Esrei, and that's what he missed by Mincha. But he kind of, that's not the Vort over here. The Vort of Rabbi Yehuda still you understand is that the Chodesh Hashemon Esrei, he was here. The only thing is that he didn't say Yalvi Yomim means it wasn't yet to the Chodesh Hashkar Shadush and Tayyar and his Manoi. On Rosh Chodesh you gotta say Yalvi Yomim. Tonight he's saying Yalvi Yomim, that's the time, so he said already Yalvi Yomim. You don't do that. Another Shemon Esrei, they say Yalvi Yomim, he said to Yalvi Yomim the first Shemon Esrei. The only time he said second Shemon Esrei is if he weren't yet to the Tzilo the first time. But he wasn't yet to the Tzilo, just wasn't yet to the Chodesh Hashkar Shadush and Tayyar. That's what he says. And now the Shemon is, but what if he davened, what if somebody davened on Shabbos afternoon, on Brachas Yikr Shemon Esrei for Mincha. He davened on Brachas Yikr Shemon Esrei for Mincha.
You really should have davened
on Brachas Yikr Shemon Esrei without mentioning Shabbos. To start with, that's Kavuma. You should really should say the 19 Brachas of Ar Shemon Esrei plus a separate Brachas of Shabbos. A plus, plus to say where we normally in the middle of his day, you say Yalvi Yom, or Shabbos, or Shabbos, the same as say, to mention Shabbos. To mention Shabbos, I would say. But to say a Brachas Yikr Shemon Esrei from the beginning to the end, and to say, you were Yaitzei Tchila, Tchila Tanincha, you just were not Yaitzei Chayvus Haskara, Tvisha Tanay. That's all. That's what Pesach says. Pesach says, well, look like that. If the person daven Yincha Shokol on Shabbos afternoon, and then he realizes after Nacht, after Matzai Shabbos, that he made a mistake, said the wrong Shemana Esrei, the Pesach says, in such a case, there's no Tashkulim on Matzai Shabbos, because Mincha Tashengi daven, and if I have courage to say yoyim, he won't be able to gain that because it's Matzai Shabbos, he don't mention Shabbos. That's very, very questionable. That's what they say to Lachlan Meister. That's very, very questionable because one can argue... Yes, Pesach's question was, Ma Yarviach. Enoch and Ami, Lo Yarviach Shum Dabar. But Ken Yarviach, because of the fashion, one could argue, the Shulchan Aruch says like Pesach. But it's very, very questionable that Sak and the Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you where it says. This is not quoted. A different case says like Pesach. I'll tell you in a minute. It's very questionable though because when the Gemara said before that Mikra Razin, you really should daven the whole 19 brachas, the whole Yudchez brachas. The word Matriyas means the Yudchez brachas with another bracha for Shabbos. With another bracha for Shabbos. So if he left that out, one could argue the point and say he wasn't yet the Shila, but he just lacked Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He's missing the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei. Let's say he said the Rosh Hashanah did the Shemon Esrei on Shabbos. She puts in the Ritzeif and the benching in the middle of the Shemon Esrei. Wait, he would normally say Yalvi Yatzu Ophir Rosh Chodesh. But he mentions Kishu Tayyam of Shabbos. He mentions Shabbos without having a Chassim of Sabrocha. Would it be Yotzeh now? So the Mechabah says to Shulchan Aruch that you are Yotzeh. And the Magen Avraham questions it. The Machloek is in Toskim whether you should talk to that Mechabah. So that Mechabah might perhaps imply like this basis, that mentioning of Shabbos is not that an intrinsic part of the Nusach HaTzilah of the Shemon Esrei. It's just a Chayvus HaTzkaras Lushus HaYad HaTzilah. About you should say the Brachas Leilach HaChom on the Tzachim. But if you improvise and you say Avachas Yikr Shemon Esrei, and you just mention Rishabbos Derech Agav in the middle of one of the Brachas, so for the Eved you would get it. But it's more Mefurish in another sift. There's a Ramah In another sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Gemara later in Tfilas HaShachar, where the Gemara has a din, later in Tfilas HaShachar, the Gemara has a din, and Chav Tes on the base. There's a little say the Tov of the Hitzka Shavar Shchedes. A person who davened, the case we have before, a person who davened on Rosh Chodesh in the morning, or Minchas, Shachas or Minchas, davening on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalav Yodam. And he realized, he finishes, he walks back from the Shemana Esri, and realizes he forgot to say Yalav Yodam. So what should he do? So he must be asked to daven over Shemana Esri. So the Bahak says, place is closed by Allah, is Gedoy Vos Tiresh. When does Allah require that you have to repeat the Shemana Esri? That's Dabke, if you davening the Yechidim. Havu b'tzibur, but if you're davening in shul, the chazan is going to repeat the chazorat hashad anyway. Ein achoyz there, there's no need for you to repeat it. And there's shesheinu mishliach tzibur. If the chazan is there, you won't have love. And you're going to stand with your 2 feet together, pay attention to every word in the chazorat hashad, and then you yay. So what happens? But I'm a puppy. If you realize you're talking before the chazan begins. But the question is, the chazan is only going to yashayin a puppy. You're going to have puppy. But I forgot. So what would be the din? Let's say, I damaged my nest, and my seder was missing a thing, and I left out a couple of brothers in the middle. You also say the same thing.
No, that's not
a shaman. He didn't damage my, even though he said 15 brothers, but he left out 4 brothers. He didn't daven at all, and I'm a bookie, I know, normally I know how to daven. I made a mistake today, I left out 4 brothers in the middle. So you don't say that, well, I davened a little bit, and I made a mistake, so therefore, so today I'm an inner brookie, I can follow him. No, he didn't daven Shmanesu. If you only daven 15 brothers, and left out 4, then you can't rely on the Hazar of the Shaf. You have to repeat. The Manishtan over here, Hakam over here, I davened Shmanesu, and I left that Yalav Yod. I left that Yalav Yod, I didn't daven. So the answer is, if I had, the answer is like Rebbe Yehuda. Like the first sheet, the answer is that Shemana Esra Yuliyotze Bishmai Musgoy. The Chol Vestila Yuliyotze. The Sefer Chiv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the Chol Yom Yom, Tehna Reim Bechot Hashem, you want Yotze, the Chol Vestila Yotze Bishmai Musgoy. So Mamash Hamad Yotze Tfilo. So not that I'm going to follow the Chol Mishmeach Tfilo to be mostly me, even on a Boki, is going to be mostly me for Tfilo. No, I was Yotze Tfilo. You know, it's in your different Chiv. The Chiv of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the Chol Vestila Yotze Bishmai Musgoy. So that's legitimate. So what will be on Shabbos? What will be on Shabbos? Let's say a person davens a tefillah chol on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos. He davens up to Rosh Shemana Esrei, and after he steps back, goes to Shalom Aleichem, he realizes he said the Rosh Shemana Esrei. So do you say, he didn't mention one word of Shabbos, do you say he can follow the Hamashleif people or not? So in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if they have this din, but they have another din, a similar din, another din. In the same person they discuss. What's the din if the chazan and chazarat hashad on Rosh Chodesh morning, every mistake is something. The chazan and chazarat hashad in the morning, the shachris, forgot to say Yalav Yochai, and nobody corrected. They're screaming, and it doesn't help. They're not responding to hearing. He just finished the whole Shemana Esrei. So what's the din? So they repost him that he doesn't have to repeat the Shemana
Esrei.
Because it's the word that he... They should rely on Muslim. If they're going to daven, he doesn't have to be the same Baltil of a Muslim. As long as they're going to be a Baltil who's going to say Chazorat Hashad, as Muslim, when it's still this man, there's no Yalviyat, but they mentioned that it's a Shaydish. The thing is that it's a Shaydish. So as long as there's going to be, this minion is going to have a Chazorat Hashad for Muslim, when it's still this man for Shachar. It's going to be before Chazorat. So since this people is going to have a Chodesh HaKaras, which is Tayyam of Rosh Chodesh, in a Shemona Esrei, not Glock is going to give a prophecy say today's Rosh Chodesh, and then create a third also. They're going to have a Kiyom of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, in their Chazorat HaShat of Musas, in still in his month, still of Shachar, so that's good enough. So what would be the din in such a case? The Chazan on Shabbos morning says the Chazorat HaShat Zabta of Baruch Hashem Shemona
Esrei.
That's the Shulchan Aruch. This case is in Shulchan Aruch. He davens Avroch HaDik Shmon Esrei on Shabbos or on Yosef, and nobody corrects him. So they correct his hard of hearing, that's what doesn't mean. He davens up the whole Shmon Esrei. So that's the question. Do you say that the Tzibo was Yaitzeh? No, let's say they were all missing. They just couldn't get them to change. They were Yaitzeh to the extent that they pay attention all the time to Hazar Hashem. They're supposed to pay attention. Okay. So let's say such a thing happened. What would it didn't be? So the Ramor has that child. So the Ramor writes in the name of Rishayim. He quotes in the name of Rishayim. He says he relies on Musa. That's the Shaila that could be debated over here. One could argue the point and say that it's not the same. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you left that Yalav Yavoy of Rishleidesh. So the Esrei is you were Yoytzi the whole Chayda Tzila just one Yoytzi Bar Hashem Yom Yom. V'horayye, that if a Yochid forgot Yalav Yavoy, the Baham has the Yuzin in Mar, he relies on the Chazar HaShashah. Or if the Shmoneh Esrei left that Yalav Yavoy, then we rely on the Chazar HaShashah for Musa. Because the Chayda Tzila you were Yoytzi. But if you daven a whole Rochid Yishmoneh Esrei instead of the Shabbat Yishmoneh Esrei, and you didn't mention Shabbat or Yom Tov at all, the one could have argued point and said that's more than just not fulfilling Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The whole Nusach of the Shema Nesli is more. So the Baal, so the Shulchan Aruch says Nasa, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch passes Nasa, and the Ramah got it from this person. So he says the same is like that.
No,
if he said Baruch HaDikas, then he has problems. Let's say everybody died in the Shabbos HaDikas one Ashrei Tzila B'Lachash. And then when it comes to Chazor HaShad, so he said, okay. Then he died in the Baruch HaDikas one Ashrei. He died in the Baruch HaDikas one Ashrei, don't say one word about Shabbos here. So there are most...
The
text is in Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole discussion whether that's the same. The Pashto says that it should not necessarily be
right.
Because Masha Baruch means you're missing a line. Saint Talamat means you're missing a
line.
Right, like leaving. Because you're a Bucky. Bucky is not allowed to be Yaitzeh with the Chazor HaShashah. It's only an Ena Bucky. Chazor tell me might be the Ena Bucky. But if I already Shemayim, I already got in the whole Shemayim, I was Yaitzeh. I'm not relying on the Chazor HaShashah because of Tzila. I'm relying on the Chazor HaShashah because it's different. It's for Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So that's okay. The Bach says that's okay. But if I didn't daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei, I left out one crucial line that's Ma'akeh, then I'd want to rely on the Chazor HaShashah, so Chazor HaTzila, so that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says it's a Mutzu, that a Boki is not, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lama Dalit, a Boki is not supposed to rely on the
Chazor.
No, people are normally daven. That's called Boki. The person daven on their sitter. It's called a Boki. No. Not necessarily. Somehow in Shulchan Aruch we pass them both. It's problematic. How can you pass them both? The Bavli says that Nikaret didn't you really mukhlis to say the whole Shemon Atri on Shabbat, but they weren't matriyas you. The Yishalmi says that it's forbidden to daven Tfilah called the Shabbat. No, you don't have to. The Gemara says, we pass like the Gemara, you don't stop. You finish whatever broken you started, you finish, and then you switch to the Shabbat Zikr Shmoneh Esrei. And if you start Shema Koleinu, so you finish Shema Koleinu, then you say Ata Echora, then you say Ata Kiddush, then you say Yismach Moshe, whatever Shmoneh Esrei happens to you. So it comes out that you said 19 broken for the 20th broken. You hit the jackpot, you said that was wrong in Shmoneh Esrei, you said 20 broken.
So you have to argue that the Shmoneh Esrei, when you dab on the Shoigis, is a different Shemoneh Esrei than a Shemoneh Esrei which you have in take them for Berachas Hamozon.
That's what Tzeis quotes later. Tzeis quotes other Rishonim who disagree with this, and they hold that one who leaves that Galilee Yavoy is killing his power flaws. Consider like he didn't daven at all. So then he's right, because not going to the Chiyas Tzila, so then he has to, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, and he didn't say Yal Yavoy, and Matzoy Rosh Chodesh has to say the Meirat did the Shemoneh Esrei twice, and the second time is the same Tashmon, even though the second Shmoneh Esrei is not going to say Yalav Yavai, well, no Yalav Yachlum, still, that's the person's quote to the second sheet, that you have to, in other words, that you're not yet to the third of Tzila. But the first sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda Siliyon, that's backed up by the Bahagar Chofetz and by the various Gemaras, and many, many Gemaras. That's the Tashbis, like the first day. That's the same B'Shem Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is mindful that this is the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda Siliyon, the first Bala Tesis, and the second Bala Tesis. That's the Shaila. One who davened on Rosh Chodesh and he left that Yalav Yavoi was not Yaitse. What? Why does he have to daven? Why does Yaitse what? So the first sheet of one, so he was Yaitse Shmaneset. It's not Yaitse, it's not Yaitse, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And the second Balatayis is right, Kilo Lohim Balaklav, he's not yet the Chayvus Atzilo. He's not yet the Chayvus Atzilo, so there's a Chayvus Atzilo. But on the weekdays we also eat food. But Manistan, how do you know, how is one kaver the Suda Shabbos? How do you get it to be labeled as a Suda Shabbos? You have to say Kiddush in the beginning, you have to mention all the others, say at the end in the benching, in order to sandwich the Suda is between Kiddush and the Havkar to display on the benching, to label the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. But what happens, let's say the person ate a Suda on Shabbos and he benches and he forgot to say the day. So the benching you get to. The only thing is you're not going to the student. You're not going to the student. So now you have an option. If you want, you need another meal. You can wash again and need another meal and then bench and make sure this time you say it's day. And if you get the second time you say it's day, you can wash again. You need to eat another meal. Or the Gemara doesn't give you that option. The Gemara assumes that he ate and he's not interested in eating again. Or the Gemara gives an answer. We allow you to bench a second time, even though you were yesterday benching. Now you're talking, how do you bench a second time? That's a sign of Rabbi Lavatola. No, we allow you to repeat the benching a second time for the sake of fulfilling the din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, for the sake of saying the day, for the sake of saying the day to be here to the Chiv Suda. So Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoy, there is no Chiv Suda. There is no Chiv Suda. There's a Rishat to say it. There's no Chiv to have a Suda to fight.
Why did you have once again?
The only thing is it wasn't Yaitse Suda, so we would tell him to eat another Suda. So he had to wash that other Suda. We let him start having the second Suda without washing. That's the difference.
He was Shiluk already, because the bench showed him Shiluk.
Okay, but he didn't, he wasn't the Shiluk Suda from the end. In Shulchan Aruch, we talk in a compromise. Let's say a person ate a sandwich, and he was careful the whole time not to be in the Shiluk Suda, and then he benched, and then he decides he's hungry, he wants to have another sandwich. Does he have to wash again a second time? And let's say a person ate a double shit of the mashke. He had, let's say, big fruits that were washed off and they're still wet, they're still moist. So Shulchan Aruch says that you have to wash until it's dying with a cup. You have to wash twice. The same as you wash your bread, but without a broch. Because you wash without a broch, for double shit of the mashke. Like Brother said, so let's say he ate some grapes, and then he says he ate some washed off apple, and it's still moist, and he finishes his one of the and says, all right. And right away he decides he wants to eat some more, so does he have to wash again? So he starts kind of compromise, like the Birkei Yosef. He says that by bread you have to wash again, but the other says, mash, you don't have to wash again. What the Hezber is, what kind of a compromise? It's not because this is Mahoma than that. It's not because to wash your bread is Mahoma, then you have to wash. The other says, mash, because I'm not like it. So we're Mahoma here, make a bed, that's not why. It's a different Hezber one. It's a different Halacha one. That's how we thought, that if you're already benched and you're finished, then Halacha requires you have to wash again. In this case, that's what the Gemara says. You have an option. Either you eat another meal, and then make sure you remember to say benching with the day. Or the more you can do the normal option, we allow you to repeat the benching and make sure this time you say the day all the other. But the repeating of the benching is not for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. Not even the answer the first time. It's just for the sake of fulfilling the obligation of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's not going to say the day, right? Then you lose it.
What if you couldn't say, on Mother Shabbat? Tomorrow, next day, to the afternoon.
No, the Gemara says he sends Abdullah ala kar. The Gemara called up right, says, whoever forgot Abdullah Antonu, ain't not dear advice, he doesn't have to repeat the Nishi Abu Dhamra ala kar. He sends Abdullah ala kar, and he did. Lecha, Tchila, Lecha, Chabim, Om, Mitzak, and say Abdullah, the Tchila, then Abdullah ala kar. But if he forgot, then he gets to with the Abdullah ala kar, so he gets to with the Abdullah ala kar, so he gets to with the Abdullah ala kar. Apparently the Chayva Tatkar is only in the context of the benching and in the context of the Shmanasim. So then you have to say Alamis, and then you have to bench over it, because you got to say Alamis. You can eat the air to the Suda without God, then Alamisim is not Nakit. That's how the Magen Avraham says. And the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with that Magen Avraham. He thinks that Arani Nipad, he quotes from the Mechaber Hilchos Shabbos, that when you have a bris, and you have people participate in the bris, so the Mechaber is mashma like that you're not yet say the Suda bris without washing. If you just mash a nibble, but you don't wash for bread, then you're not yet to the Suda. He says, it's not this meaning, you're not yet to the Suda. He says, by Purim Zichon, not yet to the Suda. And he thinks that Alamism is not Nazi. He thinks that it's not, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. It's not Hopo HaTal. It's a different kind of a Chiyas Suda, and Alamism is not yet. No, Shalashudis is a different word. Shalashudis Tesis says that the reason why you say he's not Makis in the bench of Shalashudis is because Rabbi Natan holds that one can be used to Shalashudis without pot. No, that's the same as the Magen Avraham. That's where the Magen Avraham got his idea from. When you used to have a Suda with pot, then the Haskar Kedusha Sayyam is Makis. When you could have been yoked without pot, if you hold, then the Haskar Kedusha is not Makis. That's what the Magen Avraham says, that Machlokes Achronim. Whether Al-Anisim is Mahakev in the benching on Purim depends on whether you have that pot. And the Hashulchan doesn't agree. He thinks that for sure you have that pot for Suda's Purim, otherwise not called a Suda. And he thinks that he can understand, he can visualize that Al-Anisim is not Mahakev. The part is not the same as Shabbat Yom. Sorry, Purim. But the Shaila is Magen Avraham quotes those all that he's not yet to the Suda. If he eats the Suda and he didn't say Alamisim in the benching, so the Magen Avraham quotes those all that he's not yet to the Suda. So he's not going to help that he's going to say Alamisim by Mincha. That's another thing, that say Alamisim in the Shmanes. In the Shmona Esrei, Dalam Nisim for sure is not the Adam. That's the first thing, Dalam is on Purim, and Dalam is on Chanukah, is to get Dalam Nisim. So that says with Eirish, and the Gemara and Bama Mavliki, and they quote a Tosefta, that the Chayvet HaSkoras, Dushas HaYoyim, is not the Hakei, and the Yomim Sheibrahem Korbu Musaf. On Ashchayrish and on Chalamayit, on Shabbat and on Yomim, then it is not the Yomim Sheibrahem Musaf, so the Chayvet HaSkoras, Dushas HaYoyim, is Mahakei. If you left out the Alevi Yavai, on Chalamayit of Ashchayrish, you have to daven over. But davening on Hanukkah and Purim, the Seder says you don't have to daven over. The whole machloek is only used by the Suda's Purim.
Also now.
But a death is not a benefit. Death is fear. Death is the trump. So if I thought he did not see how to stop being a benefit. Well, benching, you can say benching whenever you finish eating. Benching is not man. Benching is a mileman as man. Benching and eating is a mileman as man. The other thing is, we thought that if the Suda began on Purim, so then the Dievet, they would say even later. It's only the Dievet. Yeah, whatever you began. It depends on the Tchilas of Suda. The Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you go back to Tchilas of Suda, or you go back to the Benshi.
You say more, the Ramakha.
Sometimes, yeah. So, there are, so we thought that the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah,
see, by Shabbos, it's only one says there's an added tomorrow because you can be most of the Kol Al HaKodesh. It's still Shabbos. It's still Shabbos even when you bench it. Shabbos, that's how you pour it. Pour it, you can't say you're most of the Kol Al HaKodesh and it's still pour it. Pour it is over. So by pour it, for sure, it's a machloike. When you go back to Tchilas HaSuda, or you go back to when you bench it. So we happen to fast and you go back to when the Tchilas HaSuda was. But l'chatzchilo, the proper thing is to avoid getting involved in the machlokes. I remember once in the summertime, a group of boys had, we had David Mincha early on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and then we washed and we sat down to eat, and the Rav's mother, Alei HaShalom, had just finished benching. She had just finished benching when we sat down to eat. So when we said Hamoitim, we started to eat, and it was obvious that we were going to eat, and we were going to start eating on Erev Rosh Chodesh. We're going to finish eating after Pesach Chacham and Ben Shama Shredish. We're going to be involved in the Machlokes, whether you say Yalav Yavim or not, whether you go back to Tchilas HaSuda or Gemar HaSuda. So she got angry at us, she had excited, so she said in Yiddish, she started to say, Bachem Lodin Yeshiva, a group of boys, Bachem Lodin Yeshiva all their lives, and they don't know it's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, and they don't know you have to avoid getting involved in the Machlokes. She said, Evie, you finish benching before the Shredish and you start eating after Pesach Chacham. You don't start eating by yom and you finish by lila and you get involved in machlokes. Yeah, everybody does it though by Shabbos Shudu. By Shabbos Shudu.
That's questionable.
That's questionable. And we follow the Chumash Roa, that the Groa Taine is, that there's no Sifim Echoy Lama Chodesh, that's still Shabbos. So whether you go back to Tchilas HaSuda, you go back to Shabbos Shudu, for sure you say this day. But when you're dealing with Purim, or you're dealing with Rosh Chodesh, so then it's a Chanukah, so then it's Taka Machlokes, and the best thing is to avoid it. If he didn't avoid it, then we thought it's going to go towards the Tchilas HaSuda.
Why do you say all of you there? If you say that.
Only if you continue to eat the Kazayas, you have to say the Kachavim also. If he began, the Tchilas HaSuda was on Shabbos, that's going through the Shabbos. So that's Machaybi the same day. And then you continue to eat a Kazayas, Paz, you have to say the Kachavim as well. So then some folks can say that you say both. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. He says he knows that that's a tzad. But it's actually, you can't say both. But many have the practice that they say both.
Depends
what the case is. No, the Ramah says in Hilchos Purim. The Ramah writes, as long as you wash the Bo Yom when you started the Tchilas HaSuda on Purim, even though you bench, after Purim is over already, so you still say Al Anis.
So the shayla is meaning just washing his bottom of his eyes of red. So what's the main part of the nail? Main part of the asat boss of the yai in the Rambam writes. To this point, asat boss of the yai. So the Rambam says the main part of the suda should be bayom. Main part of the suda spurim, the boss of the yai, should be the bayom. My defension will be a little after my love, so the Rambam says mishkasava. Hakir should avoid it. But the Rambam says the yai, mishkasava, because we passed and then he got both of chilo tatu. That's what the Rambam says. The main, the bulk of the suda should be eaten bayom. I'm sure.
Isn't this the same as the concept of the shortest one aspect? You never put an emergency, you want to be on the
Yeah, how many brokers is that? That's complete. The Inenu has seven. You have the first three brokers, the last three brokers. You have the Inenu is in the bridge, four has 13 brokers.
So then we see
that there's two words, each one of the three
brokers. So we see there is a fixed concept of having a shortened aspect that is short, something is less often than another.
That was the Takana Tatanai. That was the Takana with the Machlaikis. With the Machlaikis, whether you have a right to use it. The one time holds, you always have a right to use it. Whatever you want, you can abridge it. The other time it says, no, only if it's too weak, if you're not feeling well, if you're sick, you don't have craft to doubt it.
So why can't we go and do the fellow who left out the three brothers in the tunnel? Why can't we just run a line? It's not worth it.
That's what the Beirut should write then. It's just the Beirut should have to set for the brothers of Shmonet, not to do it though. Is it the same?
The
only thing we can negotiate, yeah, the only thing you can negotiate is the left out of Stena Tavir Asim. If he leaves out the Beirut HaMashiach. Because that, he already said in the Beirut Shalai Milcha Birach and Tashim. He said Tavir Asim, and he heard the Tavir Asim. He said already. And he was Shalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that they never said. They used to say 18 brachas. This Olam Hashem was 18 brachas. They didn't say Son of Tavir Abdecha. And the Babli has this in the end of Arvid Tochen. The Babli had to have Masiach Keren Yeshua, or Mogin David, Masiach Keren Yeshua, there were two different reports. The Babli has, in Bogo, they had 19 brachas. They had a Son of Tavir Abdecha as a separate brachas. Because if the seven in brachas, it is optional. If you want, you can break it up into two brachas to say the Yerushalmi Yerucha. And to say separately. And if you want, you can combine the two because it's basically one and the same thing. We ask for Yerushalayim, the Binyan, and Yerushalayim, the Binyan is with the Melech HaMashiach. So if you want, you can say it for Harchovim, two brothers, if you want, you can say one. So the person, David Shon Esen, he said everything except for Senech Nogar Abdecha, the Binyan can say the Yerushalayim, the Binyan, because you should. So the deceptive says that it's optional. If you want, you can leave out of Senech Nogar Abdecha. But if he leaves out any one of the other brothers, then the din is the same, that it's not even the other. By Havinenu has to say the whole Havinenu, which has an abridged form of each and every single brook. But if he's not saying Havinenu, he's saying Mishmah Esther, he left out one brook in the middle, so that's not it. All the brook is on the afternoon to do is this.
One
weird
thing
that we mentioned is that Hazar is
the
Shabbos.
No matter
whether
it's the
problem
of the Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hazar is the Shabbos.
He
ate
it.
He ate
Yeah, the Kedusha is not here. Okay. No, Kedusha is something out of Antivishman. See, what's the din of the Chayyab HaZorat HaShah, the Chazan left out the Kedusha, he just went Let's see the taste of the Lord. Don't have you on the half a tongue that he's found in the Shabbos and Tal Abi Bechol Shai in Tirish Hokol. If he didn't dive in on Shabbos afternoon at all, he dive in my wrist twice. The Shimish was found a cloud. So if he didn't say Shmon Esh at all, then he's from Kenya, the Esh Pidosh Shmon Esh, Shem is found in the Mitzvah Shabbos. Abel Tisha Layat Kishal Shabbos, he's not going to say Shmon Esh at all, but he's going to say Shmon Esh, and he didn't say Shmon Esh at all. He's Taimar, Malahum is found all places here. What do you mean? He's going to say 19 brachas to substitute for 7 brachas. What kind of tashmon? In some halal mispal, yoritim imar shehu chayim mispal. Shehoi lo mispal kim zayin brachas from mispal shema esrei. And for Taisen, this is not a kasha b'kachin. Lochush, there's no problem. Shekam b'shabbat zayin din shehiz pal kol shema esrei. Actually, it's tichum, mea teira. That was in Norvi 4, and of course they. In to shema aliyah, kol tzvi lo atzor. He didn't have his head all on Shabbos. If he doesn't have his tashmon, he has to marry with you. Avol, in the case that we have. Kishito on Rosh Chodesh, the Mincha, he died in Mincha, and he left out Yalav Yavod. Avol, Kishito, when the Yitzrush of Rosh Chodesh, so the Shmona Esrei at Hashem Yitzik event, Friar's Pala, he was Yitzik Pala. Ken lo Yavi Achlum in the Pala on Atoy Rosh Chodesh. And that's what they were leading up on to the whole time. Who had been Nani, the din would be the same.
in the Bible, the Mincha, the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei Shleimus, he says, Avoch Edek Shmoneh Esrei Kedusha, and then he's davening the Yechidus, and he does Nivach Hazarat Hashad, and after late, Balayla, the month is after he said the Rom Shmoneh Esrei. So I, if you would have asked me, I would have said that it's absolutely he's not Yaitse at all. He said the Rom Nusach HaTzrach, he said the Rom Shmoneh Esrei. Not Yaitse anything, but the Gemara says, when Mikra Adin Yimuchis to say the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos also means 19 brachas on the weekend plus the Haskar of Shabbos. Chutz to mention Shabbos by the same place where you say out of the oven in the middle of his day. No! The Taisha says not like me. So who are the Nami of his Pau, the Mincha of the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei Shleima, he says the whole Bachatik of Shmoneh Esrei, when I hear your shell Shabbos, near it, with a tear to the Bala Taisis, to the Matari Shabbos lo yis Pau Shtai. He should not say at Tashlumen, why? Because his Pau Shmoneh Esrei Brachoi. Shmoneh Esrei, he was feeling he was Yaitse. The only thing is that he wasn't yet the Chayvus Haskara of Dusha Tayyar. So that he won't gain on the Tari Shabbos.
Why does it work that way? The guy Erev Shabbos, he should have said 18. It should have been Mashlem on Shabbos.
What do you mean? Erev Shabbos, he said only 17.
He said 17.
On Shabbos, that is called a tefillah. This line of text, this is a big chiddush. I said the Shulchan Aruch passed by Tezus. Shulchan Aruch says by the Shat, was repeating the Chazaras Hashat, he says the Kol Rom on Rosh Chodesh, he says the Kol Rom on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but he says Avrocha Tika Shmoneh Esrei. So the Ramah says that if he finishes the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you leave him on Shabbos, you leave him alone, as long as it's going to be a Musaf, as long as it's going to be a Chazaras Hashat of Musaf, within the man of Shachar. That's how the Ramos says. That din is a chidish Gorim Yom. That din is a... If the Gorim say, let's say, Chazorat HaShat of Musa is going to be after Chatzoyish, then what do you mean is going to, the Sibur is going to have a Chazorat HaShat with the Haskar of Dusha Sayyoyim at a different man? So what good is that? The Chor is like this, let's say, I daven Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh and I forgot the Al V'Yofan. So why do I have to daven over Shacharis? I'm going to say Haskar Shlishayom by Mincha. So the answer, Musaf is also a problem. Musaf is also a problem. The Musaf is like this, the Gemara says that if the Chazal left out the Al V'Yofan by Shacharis, and he finished the whole Shmoneh Esrei, so the Gemara says later on, you don't demand, you don't insist the Chazan should repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, because you let the Chazan, the Yaitzei, you took the Chazan also, okay. You let the Tzibah the Yaitzei with the Musaf, you're going to say. So the Shabbat, what about a Yochid? What about a Yochid? So the Gemara says, the Tzibah, Yochid forgot Yahweh the Yochid, Shmoneh Esrei, repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. What if he didn't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? What if he daven, Shachris and he forgot Yahweh the Yochid? Then he daven Musaf in the morning. So the Magen Avraham quotes him in his man Shabbos. That Musaf when it's still before Chatzai in his man Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes him Achloikis Achrenim about that. So the Pashto says, a lot of Achrenim hold that since the Chazan can rely on that L'chatchila, the Chazan who left out Yalav Yalvay in Shachris in the Chazorah Tavshat does not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei of Chazorah Tavshat. You can follow the Chan Musaf. So Yochid, even though Yochid L'chatchila shouldn't do it, but the evidence should certainly be good. What's Taka the Diyur? So that's what Rav Leishik said, the whole hedge of Hashem Rav Chai. When the Hakonim made the Takana that you have to say Yalav Yovoi and Meiriv and Shachris, let's say Chalamai, leave out Rosh Chodesh because Meiriv is a little different. Because then the Kachan Safari is Valayda, because Meiriv is a little different. Let's say Chalamai. The Hakonim made the Takana Chalamai, you have to say Yalav Yovoi and Meiriv and Shachris in a Mincha. So what does it mean to Rabbeinu Yehuda early on says, it doesn't mean that he had yet to the Chayit of Tfilah. He had to the Chayit of Tfilah, but they want to be the mention of Haskar of Tushin Sayyar. So why, let's say, I daven married on Kalamayit, I left that Yalav Yalav, I have to daven over. Why have to daven over again? I'm going to say, tomorrow, the whole day is going to be. No. Apparently the Chachamim wanted me to say Haskar of Tushin Sayyar, which is Prizman of Tfilah. This man of Myrish, this man of Shachris, and this man of Mincha. Prizman of Tfilah. So if I left out Yalav Yalav and Meir about Chalamayit, I have to daven over the Shmoneh Esrei. Not that I wasn't Yaitse Shmoneh Esrei, I was Yaitse Shmoneh Esrei. have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. If I left out in Shacharis, as I left out Yalav Yom in Shacharis, so true, the Gemara says, L'chatzkila, I should repeat Shacharis in order to mention the Haskar Kedushas HaYoyim in the Nusach of Shacharis. But what if in Yevet, I didn't repeat Shacharis and I already davened Nusach within the Zman of Shacharis, I already said Haskar Kedushas HaYoyim in that Zman of Shacharis. So then to the Yevet, then to the Mogan Avraham calls the Mishul Tiki Boru. So some Hashem said, if the davened Shacharis in the same Zman Tzvila, davened Nusach, if the Yoch is davened Nusach within the same Zman Tzvila of Shacharis, so he was ready to say, Chavit HaSkar HaSayim. They said he should repeat Shacharis. He shouldn't rely on the Musaf. So to the Yevet, if he really done Musaf, so he came from Allah Zahana. This Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem HaTchayim, that he thought that this man is there, she didn't do that then with Hatzim. He said that this man is there, we don't allow to listen. We don't recommend to listen to Dover, because people are not so mechavim, Mishav Tzilo. We just recommend you should daven in the face of Tzilo, that's it. So to tell a person that he should say a second Shemoneh Esrei to Shacharis because he began the Olaviyah, then to later on, Musaf. If you get again, there's another consideration. No, but our Chaim said that since we don't recommend today to be Marga the Tzilas, so that's what they say, B'Shem HaKhaim. They have a printed, the Abi Gilead itself, from the other part of the family in our story also, they printed like that. So they quote B'Shem HaKhaim that he felt that the man was there, a person of Davin Shacharis, Amish Chodesh, and he left that Olaviyah, Chaim recommends that he shouldn't daven over Shabbos. He should rely on Musaf if he plans to daven Musaf within his man of Shabbos.
What about the Bahar?
Okay. If you don't have a shul, listen to the Shriya. There are some people who go to shul, some people don't go to shul. Some people go to shul and the chazan doesn't say every word. Yeah. Or let's say daven in shul and he knows that the chazan is not going to say, let's say, loydin. A lot of shuls, the chazan doesn't say moedin out loud. So you can't be yoshi with the chazan, the chazan's not going to say everything out loud. Or if it's noisy, and he knows that he won't be able to hear all the crucial words from the Shemoneh, he thinks this is the word he has words there, and the words that he missed are not crucial. So he's yoshi with 98% of the words, 90% of the words. But he's going to miss some of the crucial words, and if he's going to tell you which words are marked in every bracha, then perfect. He has to hear all the crucial words in the
house.
Yeah, but this kind of haskara has to be fulfilled in the nusach of a tefillah, in the middle of benching, or in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei. Not some in Kriyas
HaTzeiah.
Yeah, that's what you see from the Gemara. Otherwise, why do they say you have to repeat the Ma'ariv on Chalamoid? You left that Yalav Yom, you have to repeat Ma'ariv. Don't forget for a look, it's going to daven tomorrow. Shachar is in Moshav and Mincha is cleaning. You don't find it to the Yevig Yerz. You only find Shachar is the Chazan, that's not Yalav Yom, Shachar is. He doesn't have to receive the Shemoneh Esrei, he can rely on Musaf. L'chatzkila. The Chazan can do it l'chatzkila. It's not l'chatzkila, it's l'chatzkila. If he forgot the Yalav Yom, he's Shachar, and Chazor is Hashad, so then he doesn't have to repeat the Chazor is Hashad, to rely on Musaf. Right. What does it mean? So that's what the Magen Avraham Kotz wants to say, that that's an indication that a Yochid to the Yevet can rely on that. What do you mean to rely on that? That's L'chur of the Hezbo, that the Chachamim of Isaki, that you have to mention the Haskar of Yisrael during Yisrael. Each one of the three Zmanei Tzvi. But this line is the Chiddush. This line that Tosha says, Yidavan Avrochet Yikishman Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tzvi, it's also the same as Yalav Yavan Ashkari, that you're Yotzei the Chavit Tzvi, but just not Yotzei the Chavit Haskar of Yisrael. That's highly questionable. Shochanah Shreipa, though, that's questionable. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur, and he discussed the Chiddush that some Rishonim have, and the Chayyadim quoted from the Vilna Dayan from our Babel of Tatzvel, that the Dayan Tatzim, and Leil Rosh Chodesh, that's how the shiur started off, with this Chayyadim. And Leil Rosh Chodesh is a person, Davin Shemoneh Esrei, and he reads that Yalav Yavoy. So the Gemara says, at the end of the text, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because they mekachim is a chodesh balaylo. That's on Laman on the bed. Because they mekachim is a chodesh balaylo. Whatever the Hezra is. Whatever that means. So what's the story on Leil Rosh Hashanah? The person davened from a master, obviously. So he said the Rosh Hashanah take a Shemoneh Esrei. But instead of saying Hamelach HaKodesh, he's so used to saying Hakel HaKodesh Shol Yomor. So the first Shemoneh Esrei that he's supposed to say Hamelach, he made a mistake and he said Hakel HaKodesh. So the Rabbeinu Yoinish quotes on that for it. And his own Nadayim said on his own like that. So the Chayyodim quotes from Ababa Lepadzeller. He was a Dayan of Zilman. That the Yevet Yigeyti because of the same story. Ein Mekachin is Achayin Balayla. Who said that it's Rosh Hashanah? They're not going to declare Rosh Hashanah till the morning. It's true. Once the Mekabalaitis and that you say, Kodesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah. It's going to become Rosh Chodesh Milamasreya from last night. But still, it's going to become tomorrow morning Milamasreya. So that's what the Gemara says. But to the Yevon, if you left that yellow to your boy, and Leil Rosh Chodesh, he's saying Kashan for Chodesh Bamaylo, sure they're going to make it by Yom, it's going to be Chal on the whole day. But it's weak, it's not Makiv in the Shmonet. So he said that if you left out HaKel HaKodesh, he left out HaKel HaKodesh, he left out HaKel HaKodesh, he gave it to the this whole shiur. And he explained why he thought that it was wrong. Why all the classical postmen didn't hold from a Babla Kazvela? Why the Shulchan Aruch? Why don't they quote this Rabbeinu Yoina? Nobody quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. It's just in the later Achreinu, all of a sudden they discovered Rabbeinu Yoina. So he said, why? The only time Rabbeinu Yehuda Simeon says that if you left out Yalav Yavah, you're going to the Tzilah. The only thing is, you're not going to the Chesed Havskar Tzushah Yoyin. That's Yalav Yavah in the middle of a Vachad Yishman Esrei. But Givaldik is there, Kelakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarakarak Mishmanesri. That's my thing of Lachat Mishmanesri on Shabbos. Instead of the Shabbos Mishmanesri. The faith is held that that's wrong also. They said, he's davened up of Lachat Mishmanesri on Shabbos. They said, Yaitzeh Chayvus Tziva. He's just not yet to Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And then there's no Tashmum in Baimai. That's the Taisa. That's how we pass the Shulman off like that. That's a big Kiddush. They don't take a stand on that. One could say that that's worse. One could say that Kenneth Hart is not Kiddush is worse because the Tzach HaBrach is wrong. Only a little bit of is one day to the why? Because they don't catch the Chodesh Balav. So the Shaila is, does that apply to Akela Kodesh and Malach HaKodesh? So the Baba Lepatza, the whole like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it applies to Rabbeinu Yonah. She said it can't apply. Can't apply. The only time you have that Balav is if the Nusach of the Shman Antrei, the Chodesh HaKodesh, he did yet. He said the correct Nusach HaKodesh. He just didn't mention a Chodesh HaKodesh, Lush Tal Yoyim. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But since they don't catch the Chodesh Balav, tomorrow it's going to become Rosh Chodesh Mele Mafreya and they declare the Kodesh HaChodesh. It'll become the whole day because it's just becoming retroactively. So the Chodesh HaKodesh Mele Mafreya is not Miyati. But HaKodesh HaKodesh instead of HaMelech HaKodesh, he said the wrong Nitzach HaBrache, that's worse. That was his word. So that's the question, is that so? That HaKodesh HaKodesh and HaMelech HaKodesh is the wrong absolutely.
That's the only thing that I can imagine.
No, he said everything else is
the Shaila that the Chayyadim talks about is one who said a Rosh Hashanah thing is not after I'm now Rosh Hashanah he's down into a marker he just made a mistake of saying Hakel HaKadosh. What if he's down in a bucket thing is not after? What if he would down in a Leil Rosh Hashanah bucket thing is not after the weekday is not after? So the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes those who say that you're racist. They say the Kachin is a Chodesh Malayba. So he said, Baruch HaDik Yishman HaTi Yishay. Rababullah, I don't know if Rababullah will go so far with the Chayyadim quotes from the Vilna Zayt. I don't know if he goes so far. He just says that I'm like, Kelo Kodesh HaMelech HaKodesh. And so they found everything difficult. He found it difficult to say that if he's Davin at Baruch HaDik Yishman HaTi Yishay, I'm Rosh Hashanah Yishay. Or even if you dive in a Rosh Hashanah, you just want to ask him about Rosh Hashanah. He just made a mistake on Kel Kodesh. He thought all of this was there. He thought that the only time the Gemara says that Eim Asira Mosi, because Eim Kachin Tachodesh Balayla, is only on Yalav Yavai, that the Chodesh HaTzvila, he was great, so he said the whole Nusach of the Tzvila. The other thing is that he didn't say Yalav Yavai. Even if you left out Yalav Yavai by Shachrit, he yaitz to the Tzvila. By Shabbat and Mincha, he yaitz. Just not yaitz to Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Now Leo Rosh Chodesh didn't sustain the Kasha and Tachodesh Balaimo, so that's not Nakhid the Yevin. Of course, this Ayarim is not the Kuvit, it's only Lachatzim, it's not Nakhid the
Yevin.
Yes, but if he said the rule of Nusach of Dishman Esrei, he said it's Lachatzim Dishman Esrei instead of Rosh Hashanah Dikir, or he said Rosh Hashanah Dishman Esrei instead of Kerokar and Salam Melech HaKodesh, it's the rule of Nusach of Tzilo. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that he's not Yevin in such a case. But Taisus over here has part of what Rav Soloveitchik thought was a double-pushed nostril. Taisus holds that it is so, and the Shulchan Aruch talks like this. The person davened a bracha tikkishman esrei Shabbos to mincha. And he didn't say a word about Shabbos. So Taisa says he's yoyt dechavis hatzila, just not yoyt dechavis hatzkarkus hayoyim. So when it comes Myra time, there's no use in making kashmir. Yeah, but it's a different Nusach HaBrachas.
Yeah,
yeah. The wrong Nusach HaDishmanet?
That's what I
was saying. No, we talk about Melech HaKodesh all year long. Let's say tonight, I'll Dav Shmanet, and I'll say Melech HaKodesh. But that's a Machlokes HaKodesh, and we talk about that in here. Yeah.
And he wouldn't have
anything else? And he said,
I'll walk
a
dickish
man. No, but it's interesting, like this, though. I'm supposed to say, let's have this up here for a second.
How is that different
than that thing on Shabbos? He told us, he said, he's according to Texas. According to Taisha's Chayvus Hatzila, he was Yaisa, but he didn't mention Rosh Hashanah. So we would tell him he has to daven on, if it's still Zman for Meirev, if it's still Leil Rosh Hashanah, he davened the Bracha Zikishmanes. He's not a Melech HaKadosh. The Melech HaMishma, Melech HaKadosh, he davened the Bracha Zikishmanes. So if it's still Zman for Meirev, we would say, look here, he didn't mention the Chayvus Hatzkarus to Sayyam, to daven over the Shman Esrei. But then if it would, he means you should say, Eim Katsen to Chayvus Lavailo.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe Taisus would say like that.
Okay.
Another number. Taisus would say Allah like that. Okay. That's what I'm getting at. He said, the person done Allah Rosh Hashanah. And he said, I'm not a Kaddish. Why? He wouldn't have to dive another man.
Okay.
That's what Taisus would say. That's the question. Is that really so? And it says the Shulchan Aruch like that. The Rabbah says the Shulchan Aruch like that. By the Chazan with the Hazaras Hashem. Nobody comments over there. I don't think anybody comments on that anymore. Apparently it's such a far-fetched shayla. As the Chazan said, nobody says a word. There's someone should check the Hakam and see. He didn't say the right list. Yeah, they don't talk about such far-fetched shayla. Okay, but the Shabbos, let's say on Shabbos, he done the whole Bacha Dikishmanek without mentioning Shabbos at all. The Taisa says, still he's Yotzei Tzvila, he just wasn't Yotzei Chavis Haskarach Kedusha Sayyam. And there wouldn't be Tashlumas for that. And that's what there's room to disagree with Taisa. We can understand very well why somebody should disagree with Taisa, even though Shulchan Aruch ain't Chayla. Shulchan Aruch, they just quote the Taisa's Ma'alav. That's a Mephorish in Machlokes. That's a Mephorish in Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, and that's what Mechaber says that in Yosef. I daven as Bracha Tikishmanes on Shabbos, and then in the middle of its day, when he's supposed to say Yalav Yovah, if it's Rosh Chodesh, I said it's day for Shabbos. I said a Nisach for Shabbos. Convention. I said it's day. So the Mechaber says that in Yosef, and the Magen Avraham chapter's on that, Magen Avraham, the Bir Rabbi, chapter, maybe Roni Yosei, the Haskarach Nisayayim, if you said it in the Nusach of a Bracha. You have to have a Hasimus HaBracha. Just because you tuck it in the middle of a Bracha, maybe that's not sufficient. That's the Machlokes.
I don't understand,
It's still Friday night. He comes to ask the Rav, do I have to daven over this Shmoneh? The Rav says, yes. You have to eat things. It's like davening Shmoneh Esrei on the Shchodesh in the morning and leaving out the Alviyot. Yes, the Shmoneh said, you will eat it, daven, we have to repeat. But what happens if it's Rosh Chodesh now? He davened up the whole Shmoneh Esrei, he left out the Alviyot. So the Gemara says, at the end of this Terek, on Laman Amidei, you don't repeat the Shmanesh and Alev HaShchadish because Ein Mekatshin is a Chadish Balayla. What does it mean? It becomes a Shchadish Mila Matreya, so the davening he was yes, he just was yes, the Chavis Al-Kharas Vissayon. The Chavis Al-Kharas Vissayon Balayla is weaker on HaShchadish because it only becomes a Shchadish Mila Matreya. So he said everybody should agree on Lev HaShishanah. He davened up a Bracha Zikr Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah night, from the beginning to the end. And then he finishes, and he comes to the Rambam and says, I made a mistake, I said a Tfilas Kol. What should I do? Should he repeat the Shmoneh Esrei in order to mention Chodesh HaKol? The Shmoneh Esrei, he was the Yoytzei, he says. Tfilah, he was the Yoytzei. The only question is, he wasn't the Yoytzei, Chodesh HaKol, for his Sayyan. So we have Rosh Hashanah, then we catch him Rosh Hashanah Malayim. And that's what he said. Everybody should agree that in that case it's good. Like the Shmoneh. He doesn't have, not only does not Hashmoneh say my morning, he doesn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei by Meir. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah said. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes. Based on this basis, he says that he's davening a Tfilas Chol, Leil, Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that there was a question that it can't be. What it says in Shulchan Aruch, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it can't be. How can it be? He says it's the Rambam Sechafim. But Taisa says it in the Ramah says it's by the Chazan, by the Chazan Hashem.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Brura has a shah. Let's say a person forgot Yahweh the Yoga and he wants to be out to the Chazarat Hashas. So he walks over to the Chaz and he stands with his feet together and he tells the Chaz, make sure you say every word out loud. What about Hashem Svata Tisla? So the Mishnah Brura has a shah on the Bir Al Ochet. That Hashem Svata Tisla is Mehakid Riyazim. Right. He's Mesupik. He has a mockum to say that it is Mehakid Riyazim. If the Chazan is not going to say out loud, then I better say my own Hashem for some people.
So the same thing, if the Chazan doesn't say every word, and I want to be a person and he doesn't say, then I can say whatever you need to
say. If I'll say the words that I don't hear from him, then I got this upside, whatever, it's a different list of stuff. I want to turn it, I can be the target what I say if it's in the right
context.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So first this is first without any who is early on. Then Taisa says, but they think that there is disagree. The Rav Shalom disagrees, but Taisa says they think there is disagree. What is there is? There is doesn't say a word about this. Taisa thinks that there is disagree. Leo Brav Alpes Lo Mashmake would appear that he doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Yehuda Siliyot. Even when you're going to tell a person to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, and he's not going to gain anything, nonetheless, there's an obligation, Matzrich, the Rif requires, Rishpalp HaMacher Zezel, Rishon, this is a quotation from the Rif. Shekosta, Vahar, Vikram, Mishem, Abdul, Vahishayim, Mishem, Abdul, Vishnim, what do you want to say? The man forgot to stop in Minchas. On Shabbat afternoon, he davened Myron, says Shrishma, with the Brachas, and he says Shmoneh Esrei twice. So the first Shmoneh Esrei should be from Myra, and the second Shmoneh Esrei is for the Tashmonas and Minchas. So there is quotes, it's Mavdu B'Rishayna and Mavdu B'Shli. What if he made a mistake? We lay Hizdu B'Rishayna. If he didn't say Abdul, didn't say Abdul Chalatan in the first one. But Hizdu B'Shli, this quotes the Gemara. Shli also law, quotes the Brisa. The second Shmoneh Esrei is Payle for Myra, and Rishayna lay also law because he said, he obviously had in mind by the first Shmoneh Esrei that it should be for Tashmonas. And you can't say the Tzibah Tashlomit before the Tzibah is Manah. That's how the Rif explains. Yishana Lai also loves the Yifah. Now go to the Rif. The Rif is commenting on the Gemara. Yifah Elay Lagnum is Tzibah Shniyah Bereisha Dehi Chayvo. He should have said the Tzibah is Manah first, and then said the Tashlomit later. The Kevin, the Layabdo Bereisha, the Yabdo Bibas Laisa, since he didn't say Abdullah in the first one, and he said Abdullah in the second one, after he Goli Adaita, he demonstrated the Achmas Raisa, he Chayvo. He demonstrated that he had a mind, but he said the second one, essay. Shame Meyer. The Gemara had a caution, the Gemara left it by caution, it wasn't a Tiyuksa. So that's what the Rish from the Rajbo, the Rajbo has a more Bariches B'Shem, the Gemara, and that's the Terence that he gave to the Gemara's caution. So the Rish quotes the Gemara, and he says the Terence. Look at what the Rish continues, look at what he had, that was a squeeze in the Achlita, G'day Lahavim, Choy V'Hashay Tei Bereisha. What if Iyabdo B'Trabayu? What if he said Hatochan Antonu on both? This is a long quotation of the Rish. What if you say Hatochan Antonu on both? I've got the long boy, let me have it off. He's not supposed to have Hatochan Antonu on both. That's in the first one. Nonetheless, let me quickly do it. You don't require of him that he should repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And what if he didn't say Hatoris either? He didn't say Hatoris either. You don't have to repeat. He assumed he had a mind by the first one answer from my room, and the second one was saying Kashlum. The time we have a break, and somebody hits the Hatoris, the Chenin Hatoris. If one was davening on the Teshach, left the Hatoris, the Chenin Hatoris, and the Shiach Olam HaKos. Ask the Shona. What did the Ritz say? Nothing. He just quoted the Gemara. Innocent. That's what it says on the Shulchan Aruch. But now the Baal HaTosfos says, you can infer from the Ritz, Alma, the Ritz is innocent. The Ritz didn't say a word. But what do you think from the Ritz? Alma, the Matzah, the Yisrael, Zim Nachrita, he requires that we daven a third Shmon Esrei. He's not a third Shmon Esrei. The first one, is, he didn't say Atachan HaTosfos. The second one, he said. The third one, he's not going to say Atachan HaTosfos. And that's what he said the first part. The first one asked, he said, he's not going to be a heretic. How about actually after these foul times there, what is he going to fight? Even over here, Kacho, I knew Rabbein Moshe, may you have room, he took Losh and Al-Tasim. His Bala says Rabbein Moshe was Madai from the rear, that he holds that he must to make a... How do you see? So the other, if you look in the Tosfos of Bibi Tzilion, you look in the other Bala Tosfos, they close the Losh a little better. This Rabbein Moshe held that if a person davens Shmoneh Esrei Amos Chodesh and he doesn't say Yalav Yovel, it's Kilo Lo Yisil. He's not Yoyt to the Chodesh, Kilo Lo Yispalo. Kilo Lo Yispalo Kalel. He's not Yoyt to the Chodesh Tzilo. What was in the Dike in the Ritz? What did the Ritz say more than the Gemara? The Ritz just goes, no, the only thing that's open the Ritz was that Kasha is not the same as you. Because the Balei HaTosfos is holding in Menaches and in other Mesichtos like that Rashbam mentioned last week. Rashbam has Tzafat and Hadam Achleikis HaKodesh. The Gemara sometimes has a kasha, and then they don't give an answer. So when they have a kasha, they don't give an answer. Sometimes they say kasha, and sometimes they say tiyufta. So we always assume that tiyufta means obfuscate and kasha. We're not good to kasha, we're not good to terrorists, and we're not going to bother to tell you the terrorists. And many other Rishonim hold up, so that kasha is the same as tiyufta, that it's obfuscate. So all the quarters of the Rish was that the Rish holds, even though the Gemara is massive, the kasha is not the same as tiyufta. We pass it like that. So if you pass it like that, so you begin to see that it's shayach. Tries to discuss the topic. It tries to discuss an idea to require the daven of Tzivos Hashlumin, where you're absolutely not going to gain anything more than what you said before. But there's still room to debate. You can still say, Dingo, that in the case of the Gemara, he didn't daven into it all over here. And he has to have a Tzivos, and he said the Tzivos out of order. So why do you have to say a third one entry? I'll help you shalei abyech it all in the word. But still in the case with the Rabbi Yehuda, where he davened and he left out the Yalav Yom, there's still room to debate. You don't really see the fairness from the Ritz. When you look at the Tosfos of Yudas Tzilion, they don't quote from the Ritz as Mashma. They don't quote the Ritz. They talk about Lashon HaFatzi as Mashma. It's not Mashma anything. They just say they begin to say. You see that the Ritz holds, that the Ritz daven over Abba Pishen and Aviyah. There's lots to discuss over here, but there's lots of things still no Hechlis in it. That's the Machalik is what the Din is. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that since it's, I think, Chanamed, he says, since it's a Machalik, he recommends that if this Shaila came up, a person got in Mincha Amish Chedesh and he left that Yalav Yovel, and he didn't remind himself his mind to repeat Mincha, he didn't remind himself to listen to the Chazor HaShad, he reminded himself late that he should daven Ma'iris, and after the Shmoneh Esrei Ma'iris, he should say a second Shmoneh Esrei Al HaTanai. If the Din is like the Rabbeinu Yehuda Tzilion, let the second Shmoneh Esrei be Atzilus Mendoza. And if the Din is like the Rabbeinu Moshe, he turns Lashon HaPrasi, so let the second one answer be Atash Mubu. Aye, but if it's a Tzilus and Dovi Atash Kriyus Dovah, what is he being Chadish? So the Chavah says, this is Shelfo. What is the Rabbeinu Yehuda writes like this? Rabbeinu Yehuda has this compromise. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rabbeinu Yehuda. This itself is the Kriyus Dovah. The fact that he's repeating the Meir of Dinkish Man Esrei for the purpose of being covered to make sure that if you're to be one of Shach, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Moshe, that this is my Tashlumin, so that itself hates the Kriyus Dovah. The Chiddush Dovah doesn't have to be that I have a new Torah and a Yadon, a new Bakosha. Chiddush and Halacha is that I know I'm covered, that yeah, I know I'm covered that for sure I would Yerzeh my Chodesh HaShlumen. That's also called the Chiddush Dovah. So Yerzeh L'Chalodin. Yeah. Okay. That's the famous verse. Yeah. We really covered the next two, and then we'll just read it inside. Yitzma, that 10, 15 lines from the top of Chodesh HaShlumen. Itmar, there's a machlokes on Moroim, that the Yitzhak of Chaminah was Tzilos Ovo speaks from Shachris, Mincha Meiris, Shachris was instituted by Avraham Avinu, Mincha Tari, Yitzchok Avinu and so on. Rav Shulba Levi says it's not true, the Ashi Knesset Agdala were Mesakin everything, they were Mesakin Brochas and Tzilos, and Kiddushim and Havdolos and everything that's not Mesakin, it's not true, was Mesakin by the Romans. Tfilah is connected to Minyan Sikkim. The Tashik Nes Agdah, the one Misakin is connected to Kabbalah. And each one has a support from a bride. Tani Kabbalah to Rabbi Yitzchak. Chanina with Tani Kabbalah to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kamachlek is Al-Tanayim and then two traditions. Tani Kabbalah to Rabbi Yitzchak. Chanina, the first bride that says, the Ferish, like you said, Avram, Alina, Tikkim, Tfilah, Shaka, Shinema, Vayashim, Avram, Abrekei, Allah, Mokhi, Shalom, Atshom. Then, Hamina, Elah, Tfilah, Shinema, Vyam, Tikkim, Tfilah, It doesn't make it deraisa just because it preceded Matan Torah. Not that whatever came before Matan Torah is deraisa. Whatever the Rabbanu Shalom said, and Maimon HaSinai, that's deraisa. Whatever anybody else said, whether before or after, Moshe Rabbeinu made up Sakonis will also do Rabbanu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the second Kriyas HaTorah, and Sheni Bachanish, it doesn't make it deraisa just because Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of his greatness, Moshe Rabbeinu is not the Shechina, so it's only the Rabbanu. Deraisa is if the Rabbanu Shalom gave him. So Abraham Yitzchak Yankov preceded Matan Torah, it's also only the Rabbanu. Okay. Yeah. And Yankee thinks he was Tavish Nema, but Yivka Bamocha Vayol and Sham, when he was running away from Esau, going to Lovon Tom, it says, Vayivka Bamocha Vayol and Sham, Esau Ki Yal Tavish Nema, I'll tell you, 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 I'll tell Pashas Vayetze, a medrash from the Gemara, and I got it in the Gemara in Perek Gidanoshe. Perek Gidanoshe. So the Gemara says that Yankov Avinu went to Buddha Kriksu Adarech, went to Rukhazin. And then he started to... Then he saw the, when he ran away. So then he realized, what are he? He can't find the Malkam Beit Hamikdash, he didn't daven. So he went back and he davened. Myra. Vayitzkab HaMalkam Beit Hamikdash, daven Myra. And then he took it up to him. Now let me go back to Ur-Kazim. Let me go back to Aram Narayim. So when he started to go back, all of a sudden Shapal al-Khama got late. And then he said, well, I better go to sleep. And then he went to sleep. And he realized that it's the same day of the king. Well, it was like sleeping. He felt saved by the sleep of Mokmanin. So Bosh taken part of the Gidam Mayer. He pushed him in. So it's Ishlaim, if you hold like that beauty, that is not Tvila Zmichas, up until it's like a minkam of this hour and a hour and a quarter. Because my mother is Zmichas. And he sure says, Zmichas. He did like that beauty. But the Gemara says, I mean, Exav Dovid Kamarav, Dovid Kamarav, and it's optional. You need to follow the Yudah, follow the Rabbanon. So we usually follow the Rabbanon. We dab Mincha up and fill, and including Shtiya and a little extra. And then we dab Mincha after the Shtiya. How can we, if you hold it, feel us on the Tiknon, are you talking over here, Yaakov Avinu didn't dab Mincha after the Shtiya. So this is a kasha that has a whole literature on it. So the Achranim have a whole discussion about this. Are you talking? So the Peshaw wants to say he's done the second time, the davening that he's done before the street, that was Marv, that was Milchim. And then, when it got late, so before he went to sleep, but he's done that state tomorrow. Now that I heard him say, oh, this is a whole literature.
It's not good at the late,
it's called
the Marv.
It's just like the same story. Totally.
What do you
like? Right, that's what he's speaking into. Okay. But that's the show, they think Marv learned it after that conflict, that he was Masak and Tfilah Sarmis, it doesn't show that Abdul is right. Let me show the Tereshah, if you use the right, that you can't have a Myra before the Shkir. Back in the Chacham and disagree. The Rabbi said, Chacham hold like the other Tana. Chacham hold like the other Tana, that it's not all the Sikkim. So that's all the whole discussion. Okay. Former Drosh. Because of?
Yeah.
I mean, there's manim. Manim were instituted later. Yeah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, they had his own chiddush. He said, "Lulik is a safina." He said, "When you dab mincha, let's say 12:30, he says, "Lulik is a safina, you can dab marav right away." But Maru is connected to Hetzach HaLavim and Gorim. Now even into the Shaita, even on Shabbos, he burned the Hetzach HaLavim and Gorim right away. No one said Laila. He said, you can even dab Maru by Laila. You can even dab Maru by Laila. But Abadi can not. You can say Krishna with the Brachas at 12:30 in the afternoon. But the Shmarasa and Maru, you can say way before, because the Shmarasa has to do connected to Hetzach HaLavim and Gorim. But that's right after Mincha. But he says, that's a lulit, and it's not finished. They weren't afraid that they're there for him, because none of the Rishonim say that. So he says over here also, if I'm not mistaken. And according to what I said at the beginning of the book, I've had a Nicha. But according to the Baal Yad Faith, according to all the Rishonim, hold not like me. That's the problem. Okay. So the first Brisa supports the opinion of the first Amara that are the sick. The second Brisa we read was the Mao, but we don't have Shachar Katzai. Why is that this much? Are you talking to Shachar Katzai? Well, you don't know that. Rabbi shows why he disagrees with the Brisa. He holds that the Hakrab is Tamash HaShachar, can only be told Tamash HaShachar, Shari Tamash HaShachar, he's only called Rahel HaKadah HaShachar. Umit Nei Mao Amru, Tvilo Samir Chad Ho'erev, Shari Tamash HaShachar, Fain Kwan Rahel HaKadah HaShachar. You can be Makir Tamash Ben Abayin Modi Mara. You don't know there. Only up until Plag HaMincha, Shari Tamash Ben Abayin Kwan Rahel HaKadah HaShachar, at Plag HaMincha. And Nei Mao Amru, Tvilo Samir Chad Ho'erev, but this Brisa just says, all the Tvilo doesn't say, it's the August 1 second. Just says that they not omru, why would they mistake in this manner? So sounds, Pashuk Shat sounds like Dan Shek Nes Agbelo. Well, mistake in all the brachas and all the tefillahs, well, mistake in Shaka Zincha Myrus Geneges, this manner of the Korban. The same are on tefillah Terah Zeno Keva. Why is it that it's all night long? Sherry Goyim Abdom, Shalem Isaac, when you pray, it's great and welcome, call our Laila. Burn the end, we're all night long. They not omru, Shalem Isaac, and call our Yoyim. How come the dinner you can dab with the Bolte Bon Kain Kala Lachamim in the Mishnah? Sorry, Kar B'Shal Mustaf, and Kar and Kala Yem. Rabbi disagrees by Musa, and he holds in the Mishnah, Ad Sheva Shor, right, only till 1 hour after Chasveik, why is that? Because he holds Shari Musa, Kar B'Halach, only Ad Sheva Shor. You only mark with Musa by 1 o'clock. Day Ge Michas Zayla, when is Michas Zayla? 12:30. Shei Shor to Mach Zayla. What is Michas Tana? Michas Tana, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Shei Shor to Mach Zayla. But that's what the Gemara says. It sounds like it's a machlekes hatanoim. This machlekes hamoraim sounds like it's a machlekes hatanoim. Places has a comment over here. What is the beauty is up over here? Can only God and Minchim talk about a Mincha. The Chuvim Kinege is man has told his son to show them Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the deal. Marcus tells Shemayim Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that true?
Yes.
Because what does the Gemara say here? Amincha Ptana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Plag Amincha is 1.25 hours. Plag Amincha means half of the Mincha Ptana. So the Yudah says the drop is not the Dab Mincha is in the first 1.25 hours. The last 1.25 hours is ready to be Man Myrus. And the first 1.25 hours is his Man Amincha. That's when it used to be marked with the Talmud Shabbat Amar. That's not true. The Mishnah says himself, and Talmud Shabbat Amar is called the Shemayna Masa till Teisha Masa. They were finished. It took maximum, took 1 hour. And by Teisha Machza, by 2.5 hours before the end of the day, they were finished with the Talmud Shabbat Rabbi already. So how come Rabbi Yudah said that that's when this man Mincha begins? That should have been this man Iris? They finished with this man Talmud Shabbat Rabbi. They should have said, you should have been there. Shabbat Rabbi Machza, for Teisha Machza. They should have given you 1 hour. Why did he give you 1.25 hours? They're only 1.25 hours. It doesn't correspond to anything. What's the place here? Tema, the little text over here, Ask like I'm in the same effect, it doesn't correspond to anything. This Lema, Tesha Shor, to Machzo, if he would have said that you can dab Mincha up until, if he would have said dab Mincha from 12:30, till Tesha Shor, to Machzo, till, up until 2.5 hours before the end of the day. That would be good. I don't know if there's one, how would if he would have said that, Havi Mincha would have been good, or Havi Mincha Tano, that's the Chubin Kenedi, the Tano Shabbat Abad. I will hold it on it. It doesn't correspond to anything. The place is Achidish, two places is Achidish, and Shloimar, that if you to hold that there are Mishakim Mincha, Kenege Bizman Haktara Taktaris. That the Taktaris was off twice a day. In the one of the Shakas, one of them, Tat Mishak 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 The carbon, Tomichos, Ben Abayim was the carbon oil. So they burned the whole thing on the Mishak, but that's off the street, it's on the street, it's still Haktara. Took 1 hour. And then after the hour was up, then they would bring the Tzeres. And since the Pasuk says, Tikkun Tzvimotzi, Tzeres Lepanecha, David HaMelech, David to the Rebbe Shalom, that the Tzvila should be accepted, like HaKrabat HaTzeres, the Yidah holds that you're mistaken, this man of Mincha, Keneged this man, HaKrabat HaTzeres in the Beis HaMincha.
How does he miss a Cheshmet 1 hour and 40?
But his man should not be before, preferable should not be before 2.5 hours. After the whole hour, I promise that I'm here. And then you have within that, that's what it says. That's what it says. Yeah, Mel Shapiro takes these places. he's a fuck you. I'm not sure if they're clean enough to take the parents out paying his cash. Has a discussion. Everything in the Beit HaKnesset is a mikvah shmiyah. The mouth of the Megillah. When the Rabbi Yechezkel said he's going to send the Yidin to go this way, they have a mikvah shmiyah. Not going to have the real Beit HaKnesset, we're going to have miniature Beit HaKnesset. Most of them refer to the Bucket Kinesius, the Bucket Megrashi, Shudder Bobo. So everything in the Beit HaKnesset is the Chumash Kinesius, somehow in the Beit HaKnesset. So the Ramah has a discussion, he'll say, Beit HaKnesset, are you permitted to use the... Look, this is a shul. So are there rooms on top over here? Are you permitted to use the rooms on top for other purposes, for secular purposes? So what's the din of the Beit HaMikdash? When you add a Makom HaMikdash, do you say the Gagan Bali is one is kashul, or the Gagan Bali is one is kashul? So we pass the halacha, the Gagan Bali is of the Azore, one is kashul. The Gagan Bali is of the Heichal, one is kashul. But it's Vadosha, but the Heichal, one is kashul. So that's what the Ramah quotes in the name of the Mordechai, that the rooms on top of the shul, you're permitted to use. What about the rooms on top of the Yom Kodesh? You shouldn't use that because the Yom Kodesh is like the Kenegah the Hechel, Kenegah the Kodesh of Adosha. And there the Gagan Ali is learning Kash. Fine. So the dog above the Merdi Yehud on the side of the Arachan takes that Kash there. What in the world are they talking about? How can the Ramah quote a Mordechai that you're permitted to use the rooms on top of the Beit HaKnesset for secular purposes? Only the Beit HaKnesset is in Melody for the purposes. Why? Because Gabriel Ali is one of Kashu. It's against the Beferish and Mishnah Megillah. There's a Beferish and Mishnah Megillah. Even a Beit HaKnesset Shechore. You're not allowed to spread out nets on top of the roof. The Kavachamim of the Beit HaKnesset is not Chore. When it's still being used for davening purposes, the Mishnah and Megillah says, even the Beit HaKnesset says they no longer use, everybody moves out of the neighborhood. You're not allowed to use the roof. You're not allowed to any person from the Surah Sagabi, Gag Beit HaKnesset, to stay the finish. Gag will be a winner's culture. How can I have more parts than others? Flee out from it. So Mel Shapira has in the end of his Shadis and Shubis, I think it's the very last piece, towards the very end, in the Oira Meir, the Levina Rav, so he says, who's the Tana and the Mishnah and the Megillah? So he says, it happens to be Rav Yudin. So he says, Rav Yudin, which he talks to himself, he talks up this text. Rav Yudin, which he talks to says, that the davening, the chakras, and the myris, everything is connected to Xteris. So he says, the Xteris resulted in the Hechel. And the Gabi, the Hechel of Dinin is that Gagamah Lee is going to catch. That was the Chubut HaRambam. He makes the whole stress on that. That was the Chubut HaRambam, that you can use the room on top of the Shul, the Monte room that's directly on top of the Yom Kodesh. So the Yom Kodesh in the Chulim, Kineged, the Kodesh of HaKadosh, well, the Yom Kodesh was in the Beit HaMikdash. So he says, according to the Rechach, there's an Apolekis Rav Yudin HaChachamim in his man Tzila of Minche, what does it depend on? Whether the davening that we do is Kineged the HaKrova, which was done in the Azara, or Kineged the Kodesh, which was done in the Hechel. So what is the HaChachamim the Rav Yudin the Beit HaKnesset, where we davening is Bechuvim Kineged Azara? So the Gagal Ali is the latest culture. What is Rav Yudin that the davening is Kineged the Kodesh? So the whole Beit HaKnesset is Bechuvim Kineged the Hechel, but the Gagam Ali is very conscious. It's not about Rav Yudin, which he tells him initially, Michah. Why he says that the Gag of the Beit HaKnesset is Mekudesh. But the Ramah says, we don't talk like Rav Yudin, we talk like the Chachamim. So therefore, we assume that Gagam Ali is one of the Chachamim. It's a Shach HaKharitis. The only question is, the Gemara is going to make it up, the other Gemara over, the other Gemara over. We sometimes can't have Beit HaKnesset. Sometimes in the summertime, we got in Mincha early, and then we got Myrie. Before the night time, it's a plug on Mincha, in summertime. So it's not so glad. Mishnah goes like a beauty. We don't pass like a beauty. Who says we don't pass like a beauty? The one says, Rabbi Kamar, Rabbi Kamar, Rabbi Kamar. So it's a question. Still not so glad. That's a beauty. The beauty says, even after the Beit HaKnesset, which is no longer you, the Korbanai, we say that the Kitchen loves it all. A feel of the Korbanim Kadosh. So the problem is the discussion. The Mishnah goes in. Then the Gemara is shyly. By the way, that beautiful plug amincha kama kama plug amincha akleina kama. What does it mean plug amincha? When you divide the 2.5 hours in half, so you have 1.25 and 1.25. So when does he hold that he got an incha? In the second 1.25 or the first 1.25? So Shaita, just the way that I just explained, obviously means the first 1.25 hours. because the Hakrad Astonish of Ben Abayim is from Shmoyna Master to Tesha Master, and right after they were Master the Ksaris. So you give an hour and a half to Dabin so you get together, so you make that funny. So you go to Mikvah, you give an hour and a half to Dabin.
Okay.
So the Gemara is going to answer that. It means the first hour in the Kodesh. The Gemara was first listed, which does he mean? The Gemara will review the Plaga Mincha Kam Kam, the Plaga Mincha Kam Kam. So Shema, the Tanya, the Yulayim, the Sen to Seder. Plaga Mincha Kam Kam. Amru, the Hei Yudah Shohed, Chaser is here. What do you mean, Plaga Mincha Kam Kam? You can daven Myrith. You can daven Myrith in the last hour in the Kodesh. Mincha, you can only daven up until Plaga Mincha Kam Kam. Yudah Shohed, Chaser is here. Up until the last hour in the Kodesh. Greg Tigamara is happy to see. The Gemara says there was a machlokes on my Roim with a tefillah connected.
Yeah.
Connected. Needed tiknum or the other tiknum. Talking about name is having to use for the Rabbi Yosi but Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi but Rabbi Chanina says that what other tiknum here it appears the Ferris said it's not so. The second brayta doesn't really count. The first brayta is the Ferris like Rabbi Yosi but Chanina. Other tiknum. The second verse doesn't really contradict. Some of the verses are familiar. The other main lachsi was other tiknum. And the second verse just says that the later on Sheknes Agadela, what was talking the Nusa and his manim and his manim, they were mistaken. The Rabbanima, Ashtekin and Rabbanima Kabbonis, and they touched up the sakana that the others made. The second verse doesn't necessarily contradict the first at all. You might say, Mahachi, if you're not going to say like that, you're just going to insist that it's only other tiknum. So how does Pilus on the self in common? Well, obviously, he's fucking right. That's what he mentioned last week. The main shoe is the metal of learned that the people of there never was a machlekes on. They all said the same thing. All the tiknum, and the later diaries, the kanoim touched it up a little bit. His mind was a nitzuch and stuff. And others point out, you saw me in the Medrash Rambam, they had the same reason to machlekes on my roi. And he said, the Gemara, the Babli didn't really necessarily say there never was a Machlokes. Just said the second price makes sense even in terms of Rabbi Yisrael. But still, self-consult, they raised a Machlokes, whether they were Nisakhnu or the others or not. Okay. This Gemara we learned now. Let's start. Okay. Let's next week we're learning 9 points. Okay. Can you Gemara again? In the first pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, Rashi quotes from the Medrash that when Bilam got his Nihu, it says Vayikra Avakim El Bilam, Moshe Mikra, Vayikra, the Alma. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Nevi'ah Yisrael, it doesn't say Vayikra, it says Vayikra, Moshe Mikra, Vikriyev. There's a contrast. So that's what the Rishon, that's what the Balaturim and the other says, the Hakama has a little hour. If the Torah is telling us the difference, this is a major point. The Torah is telling us this. I'm going to tell you about Yisrael. Big hour. Why does it have a little hour? That's the Rishon. So they give different explanations. So there's a Medrash Rabbah. Rashi quoted one Medrash. There's another Medrash. In the first Parsha Aleph, take a look if you have a Medrash Rabbah. It really says it. Medrash Rabbah really exists. And Tiska Yud Gimel, Mazeng Nazi Yisrael and Nazi Yom Esau, it's the same content. Why it says Vayikra Lekim El Bilam, here it says Vayikra, but it says a little differently from Rashi. Not that this is the Mikre, the Yikroi, the Loshen Tumim, this is Tara, a different part. That Mazeng Nazi Yisrael and Nazi Yom Esau, Elam, Zog Nigimare, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Yom Esau, Elam Ala Bechati Dibur, the Halbin of the world. Kemod the Tema, Vayikra Lekim El Bilam, and Nazi Yisrael, the Dibur Shalem, Shemema, Vayikra El Moshe. That's what the Mepharshim Matzeh Zich over here. What's the Dibur Shalom, what's the Chati Dibur, what's the Halva Bar, and what's the Tula Bar? What does it mean?
Give me a hint. He had told them all to push on.
So some suggest this following. So our Gemara in Sanhedrin, I got to pay test on the days. So the Gemara there discusses HaKadosh Nebuasai. And now he has a Nebuah, HaKadosh Nebuasai. So the Gemara discusses it, Yichai Malchus. A strange discussion. This is kind of this. It's a great thing tomorrow. Man Komashu Day. You have a Nebuah and you don't tell us anybody. You're supposed to live it. So how can you punish him? I don't know. So the Gemara quotes that passage, no, that the Baruch Hashem doesn't give a Nebuah to one Navi alone. He can give a Sardai Labadah. He's going to tell everybody. I think the Gemara, maybe the Rabbanu Shlom gave the Nevuah to everybody. Everybody heard the Nevuah, and everybody heard that you're supposed to deliver the Nevuah. So they all come and they say, Nu, Ayitache, give the Nevuah, that they warn you, they want a good discussion. You have Shema Maisa, you get Malkus, and have a whole discussion. Maybe the Gemara, I think Abaye, and maybe after they all heard the Nevuah that he's supposed to deliver, maybe he got a second Nevuah not to deliver the Nevuah. And they don't know about that. Or they can't be, just like the Rabbanu Shlom told everybody, yeah, we're going to tell everybody as this. So what do you see in the Gemara? That whenever one Navi gets in the Nevuah, the Gemara assumes that many others, several other Nevi'im, some other Nevi'im will have the same Nevuah, except that they're all told that he's supposed to deliver the Nevuah, and I'm not supposed to deliver the Nevuah. So the Medrash seems to say, there's another Medrash, the Yalka Shemani has on the opening, Taka on the first pulpit here in Vayikra, Vayidabar Hashem Eilo. Rashi has part of it here. But he called Moshe Vayidabar Hashem Eilo, that the cold was only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Was it such a soft cold that it didn't travel far? No, it was a cold like a Hasina, booming, strong cold. But the Rabbeinu Shlom caused it to come out in such a way that nobody else heard the cold. Only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and not only first, every time Moshe Rabbeinu got in the voice, he first had a kriya. The Rabbeinu Shlom called Moshe, come, listen, I want to give you the voice. And then he called him the voice. But not only did no one else, no other Nevi'im heard the Nevuah, no one else heard the Kriya. The Kriya was the Kol Gadol, the Nevuah was the Kol Gadol. Very strong sound, it wasn't a whisper. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one. That's what the Yalka Shimani has the whole Havichas, the first paragraph on Vayikra. So there's a Gemara, there's an interesting Gemara in the end of Tainus. The very end of Tainus. So the Gemara comments on the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is summing up, Moshe is holding by the end. It's in Dvarim Perik Beis Pasuk says on Vayikra Asher Tamu Kol Anshei HaMacham Alomus Mikerev Ba'om Vayidabar Hashem Elai Lemor. There's a stuma, it's a different paragraph. But that's how Rashi quotes Rashi HaKumish, quotes from the Gemara in the end of time, and the Gemara in Yesh Nechon also, the same Hargadah. Vayishat Kashen Tamu Kol Anshei HaMacham Alomus Mikerev Ba'om Then Vayidabar Hashem Elai Lemor. The Rabbani Shalom didn't give the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu for 38 years. From the time of the Shiloh HaMarab until Mesri Midbar all died out, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get any Nevuah. And only after Rashi says, he puts together Pasuk Yizayin and Pasuk Yizayin, which are two different parashiyot. There's a stum in between different paragraphs. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Abba Mishiloch HaMarav Ma'akam for 38 years, Le'yem of the Pasuk Vadaber Ele Vayoymer. This is Rashi's ad living there. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get any Nevuah for 38 years. People, the Lamdach, that the Nevuah is only coming to Moshe Rabbeinu in the course of Klal Yisrael. It comes from Zangri Klal Yisrael, but then he doesn't give Moshe Rabbeinu any Nevuah. And so the Gemara says, the last thousand times, next to the last thousand times. But then Rashi and the Gemara in Tainus, I think Rashi and Tainus is not by Rashi, by someone else. The Rashi and Tainus, what says there the name of Rashi, that's Kakashi, but it's not so. It's 38 years, it's been by now, Rashi and Tainus, it's the Fede got the voice. Rashi answers, but it wasn't Tel Ted, it wasn't the Gloria Hamiri, it wasn't this, it wasn't that. Then it says at the end of the Rashi, Gingo. It means it's like Ashmera, but he's not sure. But that's what they put there in the Rashi, the Gingo, that's what Rashi and Chumash write. He's not quoting from the Chazal. He's already adding on his own interpretation. Abba Mishiloch HaMarab Lamad Kantil Amet Amit Vadad Leinemar B'Pasik Vaidaber Ele Vayoymer. It doesn't say Vaidaber, so what's the Pashtikul Perere? What's the first thing Vaidaber and Vayoymer? Lamna Shekol Lamed Chai Shana Shoy Tom Nizot and Loi Nesiyach Adimu Haziba B'lo Shel Chibo. This is what he's adding on. B'lo Shel Chibo Fonim Al Fonim V'Yishav Adar. This is Rashi is adding on. That's the same kemat as what it says in the Rashi and the Gemara. Tashver Avot, what exactly does it mean over here? He had a Nevuah, but not such a cheerful Nevuah, and after the Lamed Cheshana. So one of the Litzvah Shekberim has it this, in one of the Svar Malchumish, they write the chapters like this. The Pasuk says in Baha'u'llah Isko, that when they were at, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Menorisho, it says when they chose the 70 Canaan. So the Tzipora gave a prayer. They're going to have to get divorced. But she was sitting next to her sister. She was sitting next to Miriam. And next to her, the members of the family were all together. They said, what do you mean she's going to have to get divorced? We are living and we didn't get divorced. But she said, I don't know. My husband, my husband, and since he got to the divorce, he got divorced. So that's when he said, who does he think he is? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that he's so great, such a Baal Kaiser, and he had a Jewish Manisha? Terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks much too highly of himself. And then the Shechidim came down and punished him and said, what are you talking about? How do you compare to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mashiach is never always different from the others. What kind of a lotion does she say? Harak ach b'moshe divra Hashem haloi kabon adibra. Harak ach b'moshe divra Hashem haloi kabon adibra. So some of the Mepharshim say pshat with that Gemara in Sanhedrin that paper. So the Mepharshim gives a nevuah to any Nabi, he tells all the other Nazimot. So the Medrash tells us that that is only by all the other Nazim except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody heard a word. It was a loud call by Dabar Hashem Elov. He was the only one who didn't hear the Kriya, they didn't hear the nevuah. But for 38 years, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that Madrig. For 38 years, because the Bunch was angry at Kali Israel, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that high Madrig. So for 38 years, he had the Madrig like the others. So that's what Miriam says. What? Harakaf, the Moshe did Moshe Rabbeinu. He heard every nevuah that he heard, we heard also. We want Tirish Menisha, what's with him? So the Bunch said, yes, but that's because I'm angry at Kali Israel. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrig is much higher. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayikrael Moshe, instead of Vayikar, that's called Adibah Shalom and Matzah Chashi Dibah. Adibah Shalom Hayes is that the Baruch Shalom gives the Nebuah to Moshe Rabbeinu and nobody else hears the Nebuah. He's the only one. That's called Adibah Shalom. But he gives the Nebuah to the other Nadim or to the Nadim of the Yom HaSol and Matzah Chashi. Why the Chashi Dibah? He gives the same Nebuah to the whole group of Nadim. They heard, he heard, the others heard, you also heard. But I told you that you should deliver it and I didn't tell the others that they should, they know that you should. But that's what the Medrash means to say. So that's what from that on, that's why it has a plainer halach, because it was a very small period of time. Because from the time by Yikra Moshe, from the time of Asiyas HaMishkan, the Shchaydish Nisim, till Shiloh HaMeraglim, was just a short, how long was it? A few months, very short. Then for 30, so you had that Madrega, so he was the only one who got to the Nebuah with the priest. Then for 38 years it was Nisim, then how long did he live after the whole? Another couple of months. Very little. Very little later at the end. So, theoretically, it's talking about Yikra Moshe, not by Yikar, a love. That's Taka Rashi. That's what he points out. The Rashi, there in Parshas Dvarim, has a lashon from the Medrash that the Gemara doesn't have this lashon. He says, Loi Nisyache Di Moi HaDibur. The Gemara doesn't say Loi Nisyache. According to the lashon of the Medrash, the next thing is Loi Nisyache Di Moi HaDibur means he didn't get a Yikar. The truth of the Nevuah. The Nevuah was shared by others. As Miriam said, Harakach Moshe Di Rashi, we heard all the same Nevuah. What special was that is? But where was it, Mr. Yachet, from the time of Dinyan HaMishkan till Chetan Radlis? And after, Ha'ikah, Shetam Kolan Shem HaChomo, then the Pasuk says, how does it say that? Vaydam HaShem Eilai. Eilai Leimor. The Medrash has on that Pasuk also, Vaydam HaShem Eilai to me, like over here, Vaydam HaShem Eilai, only to him, no one else heard the Nebuah. But that was only before, for a short period of time, and after. But that's what they say, that's what has a little out, because it was for a very short period of time.